Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing why you don't want your monkey branching ex back. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing why you don't want your monkey branching ex back. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you need to consider the type of person that your ex actually is. In today's podcast, I'll be discussing monkey branching and three reasons why you don't want an ex back who is a monkey brancher. So let's get straight into this. And point number one is, first, let's speak about rebound relationships. So everybody has their own slight differential in when they're trying to talk about and explain monkey branching, rebound relationships and the like. And I'm going to be telling you my thoughts on these definitions. So first of all, let's speak about rebound relationships. Now, I see rebound relationships as a relationship which begins no more than 6 months or so post-breakup. Now, okay, maybe due to certain circumstances, we could argue maybe a bit beyond 6 months, maybe even up to 9 months or so. But by and large, I would say a rebound relationship is a new relationship which begins no more than 6 months or so post-breakup. Now, do we count this as a relationship which was already secretly going on during the relationship itself before the breakup? Well, I'm not going to include this within my definition. You know, I'm speaking about a rebound relationship as a new relationship which begins in a matter of days, weeks, or up to 6 months or so post-breakup. Now, what are the other signs, red flags, things that you can look out for to define a rebound relationship? Well, I would say, but a rebound relationship can pretty much be decided upon by its outcome. Therefore, we almost need to see the outcome before we can absolutely define something as a rebound. And when I say the outcome, I mean the connection ending almost as soon as it began. So when we consider the situation as a whole, we're talking about a relationship which began within a matter of days, weeks, or early months post-breakup, and also ended within a year of those two people being together. By and large, this would end much sooner than a year. In fact, a year could be an absolute stretch of how we could define this. In most instances, a rebound relationship will be ending almost as quickly as it began, and therefore we could be looking at 3-4 months or so, probably as an average, but I do believe we could define it somewhat, even if it lasted up to a year or so. If a relationship goes beyond a year, if every single day on the calendar has come and gone, I do believe that we need to be looking at this as something which was somewhat more substantial, but it doesn't really matter if a relationship ends or not, what type of label we give it, it has ended nonetheless. However, there are other red flags of a rebound relationship, and they are that the relationship moves very, very quickly. You could say it goes at 100 miles per hour. We have a situation where maybe you and your ex had a more stable relationship where you got to know each other, then you started to do activities together, then you started to potentially consider living together, etc., etc., over many, many months at a steady pace. A rebound relationship is going to happen much, much quicker, much, much sooner. We might see a situation where two people are going on holiday together, going on vacation together, within a matter of weeks of knowing one another. And you might think, well, me and my ex, we didn't go on holiday, we didn't go on vacation for 9 months or a year or so or beyond from when we got to know each other. And yet now they're in a new connection, 2-3 weeks later, they're going abroad, they're going to a different country together, they're going to a different location for a few days on a holiday or vacation. Really? Are they really doing it that soon? That is a red flag. Now, additionally to this, things can get even more serious. You might find that your ex has got engaged or maybe even married to someone new within just a couple of months of knowing them. And again, that is a red flag of a rebound relationship. But why is this? Well, a rebound relationship, in my opinion, is where the person who has just left one relationship is desperate for some of those elements that they've left behind. Now, maybe you're thinking to yourself, well, if they're that desperate for them, why did they leave me? Why did they dump me? Well, this comes into the fact that no relationship is fully good. No relationship is fully bad. Your ex-dumper in this situation, sadly, lost romantic emotional attraction for you. This would have been for various potential reasons, but it doesn't mean that they disliked all of the elements. Maybe, for instance, they really enjoyed going on trips with you. Maybe, for instance, they really enjoyed living with you and they don't like to live alone. Here are examples of where somebody in a new rebound relationship is almost trying to skip the important parts of getting to know one another and just get back to those points. They want to go on trips with someone. They want to live with someone. They want to be married to someone. And therefore, they skip all of these important parts of getting to know one another. You could say they're actually having a relationship and getting to know each other during that relationship, rather than getting to know someone prior to the relationship building in a steady way. They're having the relationship first, getting to know them second. And when they eventually catch up, when they finally start to know, understand, and get to know one another properly, that's when they likely decide, actually, we don't connect. And why would they? It's very, very hard to find a long-term compatible partner. The odds on you going from one long-term relationship to another so soon post-breakup are very, very slim. And that is why most rebound relationships start soon after a breakup. They go really, really fast. And then they end as soon as they actually get to know one another. A number of months later is the likely outcome. That's a rebound relationship. And I thought it was really important to define this as we move through today's podcast. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number two is monkey branching is different. So I wanted to speak about rebound relationships first because monkey branching, the main point of today's podcast, in my opinion, my definition of it is different. And that is that I see a monkey brancher as someone who is never satisfied. Somebody who is a monkey brancher is always looking for new potential opportunities, new potential dating options. They are never going to be fully comfortable, fully satisfied, and fully committed to their partner, who unfortunately in this instance may have been you. Now, this is where the differences between a rebound relationship and a monkey brancher become a little clearer. You could be in a rebound relationship, but you're not a monkey brancher. You was in a committed relationship. Unfortunately, you lost attraction. Unfortunately, this caused the breakup to happen, and ultimately, you actioned it as a dumper, theoretically. This is when you then start to miss certain elements of that relationship. You crave them, and you get into a new connection too quickly. It doesn't mean that you were looking out for someone new. It doesn't mean that during your relationship, you was looking to one-up your current partner. You weren't doing that. In this respect, the dumper lost romantic emotional attraction for whatever reason it may have been. And then once the relationship had ended, they then craved certain parts of a connection and jumped into a new relationship far too soon before they could get to know them. Now, a monkey brancher is different. A monkey brancher is always on the lookout. Now, they might be telling you that they love you. They might believe that they love you. But in the back of their mind, they are always looking to one up. They are always looking to move up that ladder. They are always looking and quite happy to monkey branch from person to person. And this is where the differences really show. A monkey brancher will likely have a history of short-term connections. Now, it doesn't mean that everybody who has short-term connections is a monkey brancher, but a monkey brancher will be someone who has had lots of short-term connections. Depending, of course, how old they are, would dictate how many connections they may have possibly been able to have so far. However, they are likely to go from short-term connection to short-term connection. Now, sometimes a relationship might last quite long-term, but that is because they haven't yet found someone that they believe is better to move up that ladder, to move up that relationship milestone ladder that they're always looking to. Now, what they are looking for will change from monkey brancher to monkey brancher. It could be one thing for one and another for another. But ultimately, a monkey brancher is not a good relationship option because it is ingrained in their mindset. They would need to go through professional help and support to work through the troubles and traumas which have likely brought them to a place of where they are a commitment phobe. They can't commit in a way which is authentic. Yes, they might tell you they're committed, but they're always on the lookout. And this is why I would suggest don't get into a relationship with a monkey brancher. Don't believe that you can be the one to tame them, okay? Because sadly, that is not likely to be the case unless they have professional help. So if you believe your ex was a monkey brancher, I do not suggest you try and get them back. Because even though you might be able to, you're going to be in a position once again later in the future where they believe for whatever reason they can find a better connection for them and they will likely dump you once more. Now, if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, or in this case, finding a romantic partner who would be the best possible connection for you and therefore better than your ex, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website www.dateme.tips for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast about why you don't want your monkey branching ex back. And point number three is you're not their therapist. And this is the crucial element. You are not your ex's therapist. You're not their doctor. You're not their nurse. You're not their teacher. You are someone who wants a balanced romantic relationship. And you are not likely to have that with a monkey brancher. Now, as I said, they could evolve, whether it's an attachment style situation or whether it is something deeply ingrained through trauma, past experiences, whatever it may be, your ex could work through this problem, these traumas, and come out the other side a more secure person who isn't a commitment phobe. However, they would have to have professional help likely to get to that stage. And that is not you. Now, even if you are actually a therapist, you can't give therapy to someone close to you. It's the same with coaching. I can't coach my friends. You know, it doesn't work like that. You can't be too close to someone that you are giving some type of therapy, whatever it may be. And therefore, you are not the person to try and quote unquote fix your ex. You can't do it. It's not likely to work. And it's sadly more likely to end in disaster. So when you consider trying to get an ex back, please think to yourself, is my ex potentially a monkey brancher? Now, just because they may have gotten into a new relationship soon after your breakup, like I said, it doesn't mean that they are a monkey brancher. It could be a rebound. That doesn't mean you feel any better about this per se, but it does mean that if you were to get them back, it doesn't mean that they're definitely going to try and get out of this connection once more in the future. Whereas if your ex is a monkey brancher, I do believe, sadly, that if you get them back, you're more than likely going to be in a position once more in the future where you become single again because, you know, whatever day of the week it is, whatever they wake up thinking, they just have their eyes always open, looking for new possibilities, whether they are truly a good connection or not. If they feel they are, they will monkey branch. It's a risky business for you as a dumpee to try and get your ex back who is a monkey brancher, and I don't suggest that you do. Now, are there signs? Are there ways to really define if your ex is a monkey brancher? Well, like I said, one of the things you can consider is their past relationship history. Do you know about it? Were they cagey about it? Were they open and telling you? Now, maybe you don't know anything at all about it, and perhaps that is raising suspicion in itself. Maybe they would never have that conversation, or perhaps they were open and told you, oh, you know, in the last few years, I've had 6 or 7 short-term connections. Didn't really mean anything. Now, you can judge this and say, okay, they was at a time of their life where they was just having friends with benefits and trying to find a long-term compatible partner. Or you could consider that they were monkey branching from person to person. You've got to use your intuition here, your common sense. Consider what they tell you. But also remember, like I said earlier, you can sometimes have situations where a monkey brancher will have a relationship which is longer term. You know, maybe in their mind it was very hard to find a way of one-upping that person, but eventually they will. Their eyes are always open to it. And unless they have the help and the support and the guidance from a professional, they will likely always have their eyes open in that way, which is unfair to you. Now, please don't get me wrong. I'm not someone who promotes people staying within unhappy relationships. Sometimes a relationship needs to come to an end. You always need to live your best life and feel that you are enjoying your life and your connection with your partner. But what I would say is the difference between someone just believing that they can do better to a monkey brancher is a monkey brancher almost won't need a real reason or rationale to why they're monkey branching. Almost like they just need something which is new. New is exciting for them. You can't be new. The one thing a romantic partner can't be is always new. And a monkey brancher is looking for that new, shiny excitement. It's not always about truly, genuinely finding someone who is a better fit. It is someone who is always chasing the dream. And the dream, sadly, for everybody involved, eventually becomes a nightmare. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.